Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm going to do a series on how to be friends with money. So the next however many podcasts, I'm not sure what we'll wind up doing in the series, are all going to be about how you can have a healthy, lasting, loving relationship with money so that you can manifest money with ease, so that you can keep the money around once you manifest it, so that you can feel really empowered and confident in your relationship with money. I think this show is great for everyone. It's really helpful for business owners. It's really helpful for someone who you've noticed kind of a consistent pattern with money that doesn't make you happy. This show is for you. How to be friends with money. I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to manifest, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and maybe you're already a manifester, then I would love to support you. So if there's something you really, really want, and maybe you've been working at it for some time and you're ready for a shift, you're ready for it to manifest into form, then I would love to support you in that process. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, my series, How to Be Friends with Money. Originally, I prepared this series last month, and usually if I make content, I put it out around the time that I made it. But I was hesitant because my original title when I channeled it was How Not to Be Broke. And I am giving you this backstory because ultimately I settled on calling this How to Be Friends with Money. But the essence of it was, as I was tuning into the energy of not having money, not having a healthy relationship with money, feeling scared around money, feeling insecure around money, the energy behind it. Remember, I'm a psychic, a highly gifted psychic or intuitive. I prefer saying intuitive, but really it's psychic. Underneath that, the energy of those behaviors, things not working out around money, is an energy of brokenness. But why I was hesitant to name this, because that same energy of brokenness, I can feel it even with people who most people would say are affluent, right? So it's an energy. So we're going to talk about the energy of brokenness and how to move out of that, really. And we're using money as the tool to have that conversation. So this is great for you for money related things. But also, if you tune into the energy behind what I'm saying, you can take this information and apply it to any aspect of your life where there is something that's not what you want, right? So how to be friends with money. Okay, I'm going to give you some ideas, some concepts, and if you recognize something in yourself, oh, that sounds like me, I want you to just observe it, reflect on it, but don't take it on as an energy to make you feel bad about yourself. Don't take it on as guilt and shame. And I think that lower vibrational energy, some people call it the devil, some people call it demons, just negative energy in general. One of the ways in which we get fooled by that is we have these kind of pity parties as we're doing this work to help us transcend. And so I don't want you to do that. So if you hear me say something and you're like, oh, I do that. Ugh, now I feel so bad about myself. Don't do that. The reason why is because then you close your ability to be receptive to the wisdom that I'm providing for you. So if you hear yourself wanting to go to that place, like, oh, that's me, and feeling shame, and hey, I'm not here to shame you, and I'm not sitting there next to you, so there's no reason for you to feel any shame. There's no reason for you to feel shame anyway. But I get that it happens. And so if it does, just observe it and say, this must be something here. what do I need to know, right? And this isn't about perfectionism. No, it's not about being perfect with money. It's about being aware, because awareness is a powerful energy unto itself. Many teachers will tell you that 85% of the struggles that we have start to go away when we shine the magical light of awareness on it, just in knowing. Yeah, there'll be some other things that you might have to get in there and clean it up and do some work and maybe engage in some more therapeutic practices around, but pretty much awareness does a lot of it for you. So let this show be illuminating. The other piece to this is I'm going to talk about money on every level. So this show is for somebody who, or this series is for somebody who has $5 in their bank account, or their bank account is overdrawn, or someone who has $1 million in their bank account. Again, the original top title of the show was How Not to Be Broke. Brokenness is an energy unto itself. And so you can have a lot of money and be broken on the inside. I've known a lot of people like that. A lot of them. And you can be, you know, negative dollars in your bank account and be broken too, right? But we're going to talk about it specifically as it relates to money. So be willing, be open-hearted, go with me on this series. It'll be a journey. So if you hear something that triggers something in you, just observe it, reflect on it, maybe journal on it. Huh, what was that? What's going on there? How do I feel about it? And then decide that you don't have to continue to do it that way, right? You get to change the way you believe, the way you think, the words that you say, the way you act. You always get to change. And in deciding to let a behavior go, or a belief go, or a way of thinking go, you get to replace it with something more empowering, right? Got it? Okay, let's jump in. How to be friends with money. This is show one. Don't be afraid to check your balances. Don't be afraid to check your balances, all of your balances, every single balance in your life, whether it's your income, right? Looking at your pay stubs and seeing where, you know, what are they taking in taxes, and what do you actually make, right? You know, you see the number as it, you know, the direct deposit in your bank account, but do you really know all the figures behind it? Check what's in your bank accounts. Check what's in all of your accounts. Check, you know, I even had a client, like I check my IRA every single day. It's easy because it's all on the same platform. And that is a suggestion. Try to get as much of this in the same place, so you can just log in one place and see all of the numbers in your life. But don't be afraid to check your bank account balances. Because if you're in a friendship with a human, you check in with them, right? Like you say, hey, what's up? And if you do have a friend that you don't really hear from very often, they're probably not a very good friend, no matter how much you want to convince yourself otherwise. So don't be afraid to check your balances. Know the numbers in your life. If you're in business, know exactly all the details that go into you earning. You know, how much do you charge? What percentage goes where? What are your expenses? What do you wind up with? Know all the numbers in your life. So don't be afraid to check your balances. Be willing to check your balances. Next, on how to be friends with money. Stop feeling shame when you spend money. Start to spend money from a place of joy, from a place of peace, from a place of lightness. It's just a practice, right? So maybe you always feel a little nervous every time you swipe your card. Or maybe after you go shopping, you, like, I have someone in my life that every time they go shopping, they'll come back and they'll tell me, like, oh, I can't believe I spent this and this and this. I'm like, you're the one spending it, right? Like, it, spending isn't bad. Let's start there too. Like, spending is good. Circulating money is good. You spend it, right? But when we are in a state of shame, it's like spending, the act of spending is controlling us instead of us controlling the spending. So make peace with spending. Release all shame around spending. Feel good about spending. But a part of feeling good about spending, here's the key. If you really are doing the work to feel good, I'm not talking about surfacey, oh, I'm just going to pretend it's God's will for me to spend like this, but you know that it's taking away from other aspects of your life because you haven't given attention to it. Spending doesn't need to take away from other aspects of your life, like from your savings or from something you want to do. If you're aware of it, right? If you're aware of how much money you have, if you're aware of what's going on, if you've made peace with spending, spending can be a really healthy, enjoyable, balanced, inspired, rhythmic process, right? But what I find is that when you're holding a lot of negative energy around spending, it usually means there's some areas that need your attention. You need to be aware of it. You need knowledge around it. So, and it could very well be, you just need to know what your spending habits are. Some people call it a budget, but I'm not a budget person. I have another point later in the program on this. I'm a investigate who I am and how I spend. And turns out I consistently do that. So work within that natural rhythm within me. Does it take some time? Yeah. All I have to do is look at my statements and stop feeling guilty and stop feeling bad. And I mean, because the storyline around spending being bad, that can carry you forever. You think, oh, when I get here, then I won't feel bad about spending. No, if you're still holding some limiting beliefs around spending, no matter how much more money you make, you'll still feel bad about spending. You'll wind up in the exact same space because the energy within you around spending hasn't changed. So I would say release all negative beliefs around spending. Get really comfortable with it being a part of your life because it is. Hello. It is totally a part of all of our lives, you know? And find ways in which you can befriend spending. And if nothing else, just decide that, hey, before I spend any money, I'm going to do my best to feel good. And if you reach for that, you will start to make shifts and you will start to make shifts and you will start to make shifts. All right, next one. How to be friends with money. Stop being afraid to ask for money. Stop being afraid to ask for money. I'm not talking about asking your sibling or your cousin or somebody to loan you some money to get you through. No, that's surprisingly not all that empowering. I'm not saying don't take advantage of that if that's an opportunity, if that's something that you need and it's available to you. Never would I say turn your back on money. If you are in need and you know someone is willing to gift you, be willing to ask by all means. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say be willing to ask for money, ask for what you are worth. Ask in your job. Ask in your business. This could mean, you know, asking for a raise. It could be selling your offers at the price that you know that you feel is good for your business. That's pricing. It's really what's good for your business, what's good for you, right? So stop being afraid to ask for money. And for my small business owners or my business owners, you got to sell, babe. I don't care if you are the greatest painter, musician, intuitive channel, crystal worker on the planet. No one will give you value but you. You have to value yourself, right? And that's the basics, the basic parameters of the law of compensation is that you know that you are valuable, that there is a need for what you do, that it's impossible to replace you, and that you do your job well. So don't be afraid to ask for the money. Ask, ask, ask. All right. My goal is to keep these shows short. This one's going to be a little bit longer because of the introduction to the series. I will see you in the next podcast. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Please go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. Until next time, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.